1 Samuel chapter 1. Now there was a man named Elkanah from Ramathaim, a Zuphite from the hill country of Ephraim. He was the son of Jehoraham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. Now Peninnah had children, but Hannah was childless. This man went up from his town year after year to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests to the Lord. When the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions to his wife Peninnah and to all her sons and her daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had closed her womb. Her rival teased her bitterly to upset her, because the Lord had stopped her from having children. This went on year after year. When Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, Peninnah would provoke her until she started crying and refused to eat. Then her husband Elkanah would ask her, "Hannah, why are you crying? Why won't you eat? Why is your heart so sad? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? One time, after they had eaten and drunk at Shiloh, Hannah got up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. She was deeply distraught, prayed to the Lord, and wept bitterly. She made a vow, promising, "O Lord of hosts, if you would only look on the suffering of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but give your servant a son, then I will dedicate him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor will ever come on his head." It so happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli noticed her mouth was moving. Now Hannah was praying in her heart, but her lips moved, although her voice was not heard. So Eli assumed she was drunk. Eli rebuked her, "How long will you keep getting drunk? Get rid of your wine." But Hannah objected, "No, it's not like that, my lord. I am a woman who is terribly upset. I haven't been drinking wine or strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Don't think of me, your servant, as a wicked woman. It is out of the greatness of my sorrow and anguish that I have been praying." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request that you have asked him for." She responded, "May your servant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way, ate, and her face was no longer despondent. They got up early the next morning, worshipped the Lord, and went to their home at Ramah. Elkanah slept with Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. In the course of time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, saying, "Because I have asked the Lord for him." The man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer the yearly sacrifice and to keep his vow to the Lord. But Hannah did not go up, for she told her husband, "I will not go up until the child is weaned. Then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord and stay there permanently." Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Do whatever seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. May the Lord keep his promise." So the woman waited and nursed her son until she weaned him. After she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, 1 ephah basket of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, even though the child was very young. They slew the bull and brought the child to Eli. Then she said, "O my Lord, as surely as you are alive, I am the woman that stood here by you praying to the Lord. I asked for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked him for. Therefore, I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is dedicated to the Lord." So they worshipped the Lord there.